From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading Chief Joseph by Candy Moulton. Now let's begin with Chief Joseph. Prologue. A cold wind swept across the northern plains that October morning in 1998, when at the invitation of the Nez Perce elder, holding a smoking calumet, several men and one old woman took their places in a circle. Younger Indian women pulled brightly colored shawls close to their bodies and formed a semicircle around those seated. The elder motioned to those of us who were not Nez Perce and said, "Join us. We welcome you." Nearly 200 years earlier, in 1805, Nez Perces fed starving American explorers William Clark and Meriwether Lewis before showing them how to build canoes from pine trees and providing detailed information about their route to the Pacific. There's a long history of welcome from Nez Perces to outsiders. The crisp air carried the hint of snow 40 miles to the north in Canada. From the hill where we stood, it seemed so close to the border. Yet for the Nez Perce people who had been at this site near the Bear's Paw Mountains of northern Montana Territory in 1877, that distance meant an eternity in exile and the demise of their free-ranging lives. Now, as they gathered at Bear's Paw on the anniversary of the battle, those in the circle passed the pipe, smoking or lifting it in reverence to the spirits, to honor ancestors, and in humility and in pride of their culture. Children played in the grass, sometimes laughing aloud, and young mothers or solemn grandmothers hushed them, until, hearing their outbursts of joy, the elder told the women to let them play and laugh. Once, at this place, Nez Perce youngsters cried in fear, suffering from bitter cold temperatures, wind, snow, and...